Hi, Scott.
Hey, Robin.
How are you? Any resolutions to eat healthier this year?
More of an aspiration, I would call it, to flip my eating clock upside down. I want to eat more early in the day, less late at night. What about you?
Since I ate, I ordered Harry and David cookies for everyone to give out, and then I ate them all. I think we need Kathy Gunst, is what I think. Because if you made a resolution or if you just want to eat, better, she is here for
Amen.
You. Hi, Kathy. Belated Happy New Year.
Hello. Happy New Year to both of you.
Kathy, good to have you. So do we understand you are not a fan of New Year's food resolutions?
I mean, if it works for you, that's great. For me, it feels like a setup for failure, like, that January 31st, December 31st, January 1st, you wake up and you're like, I'm not eating sugar for 3 months. I'm not going to ever drink again. And it backfires. So this year in particular, after the excesses of the holidays, I am just trying to eat a bit lighter, but much more vegetable forward, not having meat at the center of the plate. And really, I've been having a lot of fun kind of experimenting with winter vegetables, which may not sound exciting, but it turns out was really exciting.
Oh, no, it is. And by the way, that's like fashion forward. So let's do this because you're going to start with a whole roasted cauliflower, which, yes, we know is kind of hot right now. But I ask you, does anyone else use walnuts and pomegranates? It looks like, a little roast.
Exactly. And it's kind of mimicking the idea of, when you bring a whole chicken to the table or some kind of a roast pork or roast beef. But in this case, it is simply a cauliflower and it is more than enough. Winter markets are showcasing gorgeous pearly white cauliflowers. Sometimes you get lucky and find orange or purple or green hued cauliflower. And I say, go for it. I recently took a cauliflower, put it in a cast iron skillet. I roasted it at a very high temperature, about 425. And you know that it's done kind of like a roast when you stick a small sharp knife into the base of it and it just yields. It takes a while. It takes almost an hour, depending on the size of the cauliflower and the freshness. And then I make a very simple topping with olive oil, fresh thyme, walnuts, scallions, fresh lemon juice. And then if you can find it, sprinkled with fresh pomegranate seeds and a little pomegranate juice. So it gives it that gorgeous ruby red color. And it is more than satisfying as a main course for dinner.
Oh, wow.
So great. Kathy, you have another recipe for vegetable udon, the Japanese noodle soup. Sounds great for cold winter nights for those of us who
exactly.
are in cold winters.
Exactly. This is kind of a new and lighter spin on a comfort food. So you make a broth with lots of fresh ginger. And let's keep this simple. Your favorite boxed or canned broth, vegetable and or chicken broth.
Amen.
You add all this fresh ginger so it no longer tastes like grocery store broth. Of course, if you have homemade, go for it. You boil up some udon noodles separately. And then I sauteed some spinach. You could use kale or Swiss chard or mustard greens. I poached an egg. That's optional. And then you have the broth with these chewy udon noodles in it, the sauteed greens. I thinly sliced some radishes and put strips of those dried seaweed strips you find in the grocery store. This was so warming and satisfying on a winter night and really quite simple to put together.
Hey, Kathy, can't you poach an egg on anything? I think I just saw it on roasted butternut squash. You just poach an egg.
Absolutely.
On
a poached egg is never a bad idea. It is like instant flavor and creaminess from the yolk.
Wonderful. Okay, the last dish, roasted carrots and beets with a lemon ricotta spread. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so root vegetables are everywhere right now, no matter what part of the country you live in. By roasting root vegetables, the natural sugars emerge. And this is a good thing because we crave color and sweetness at this time of year. So beets with their brilliant red, or if you find golden or yellow beets, carrots, everywhere. You roast them until they're just tender. I sprinkle the carrots with grated lemon zest, the outside of the lemon, fresh lemon juice, so you brighten up an already sweet vegetable. And then I mixed ricotta cheese with lemon zest, lemon juice, scallion, and dill. I spread the ricotta on a plate. I top it with these roasted beets. I top it with these roasted carrots. Sprinkle it with chopped almonds that I toast. And you've got crunchy and red and orange, and it's got color and texture and flavor, and suddenly January does not feel quite so rough.
It's wonderful. We've been talking vegetable-forward dishes with Here Now resident Chef Kathy Gunst. We'll have all of her recipes at herenow.org. As always, go ahead, break the internet, go get them. Kathy, thanks so much.
Great to talk to you both.
Kathy, thank you.